Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Monday the 16th of June. The ongoing exchange of missile strikes between Iran and Israel over the weekend has not changed things very much for financial assets. Market moves on Friday reflected the unexpected scale of Israel's initial attack on Iran. Events over the weekend do not appear to have been so surprising to investors, given the scale of that initial attack. The normal consequences of Middle East conflict are well known, with threats to the oil price and to shipping routes. A further reaction from financial markets would be justified only if there were expectations of a more dramatic disruption to energy supplies or to shipping lanes. At this stage, that does not seem to be the case. In terms of the economic consequences of the existing market moves, these remain relatively slight. The main issue is likely to be around inflation perceptions in the United States. Higher energy prices will be hitting US consumers just as the trade taxes start to push up consumer prices across a range of products. The perception of inflation will shift because energy is a high-frequency purchase, and the spending power of US consumers will be affected as both forms of price increase come in. This might conceivably weaken US President Trump's position in trade negotiations somewhat further, as upset US consumers will be a factor that international negotiators will be very much aware of. Trump's unpredictable negotiation stance and the absence of trade deals to date from which to draw parallels means that this cannot be certain, but the probabilities that markets ascribe to trade outcomes are likely to shift if US inflation rises further, even if the reasons for that increase are not directly trade tax related. It seems unlikely that the G7 leadership summit will produce much for financial markets. Such summits are nearly always about spin rather than substance. Three of the G7 leaders are new, assorted non-G7 leaders are attending, and there is to be no formal communique, but instead a series of thematic statements. As a general rule, the larger the collection of leaders at any event, the less likely it is that anything of any importance will change, as the G20 has so admirably demonstrated over the years. The data calendar is not likely to distract too much from the politics. The US Empire State Sentiment Poll of Business Sentiment deserves very little attention, as it's very unlikely to reflect economic realities. China's May retail sales data was stronger than expected, but this in all probability reflects an earlier shopping festival, which may have then pulled spending into May at the expense of spending in June. Services spending, which is less affected by such things, was a lot more stable. China's industrial production was slightly weaker than had been anticipated. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland. Its subsidiaries, or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.